wanted to open up a discussion for challenges that your county is facing, because I know we're all facing unique challenges. And I'm going to call out the counties. If you don't want to talk, you don't have to. But maybe, I did this in hopes that we would do it right before lunch, so that if another county heard something you are going through right now that they know they've been through, that maybe you can hook up at lunch and, you know, help each other out in that sort of manner. So I'm just going to call out a county and then give you a couple minutes to kind of talk about maybe something specific you are facing that you're hoping to get some help with here. Butte?
Let's see, our big problem, of course, is funding. And we just finished this year converting all of our pen and ink maps to AutoCAD. But some of them are a little bit raggedy and need fine-tuning before we can publish them to PDF.
Okay, so we've got funding and converting pen and ink to CAD.
Yeah, that was a big step for us, getting all the maps converted.
Sure. Calaveras?
That would be me. See, a lot of the challenges we're facing right now are primarily budget-related, which equates also to staffing levels because of all the budget constraints and we've had over the past year. We've lost probably about 50% of our office staff. And that impacts everybody, because then now you're trying to really help each other out. You end up doing a lot of things that are not necessarily under your job title. A lot of things come your direction because it's overflow. So you begin to spend less and less time doing those things that you're supposed to be doing to support during crunch time, especially right around roll close. You end up being support for other staff members. So that's been one of our primary projects. Our loss of staff has really just depleted our progress, because now instead of trying to find solutions to some of our issues, you're just in production mode. You're trying to get the work out. So that's primarily our major issues that we're having right now.
Contra Costa is us, and we've had a similar thing where we had a big turnover of people, and we've been kind of in the conversion from MicroStation to GIS. And we lost a lot of knowledge. Just people had done stuff for years and years and years. And I tried to learn as much as I could before they left. But there was kind of a learning curve of, now that they're gone, I've got to do this. And some of it I had to figure out from scratch, trial and error type of thing. And now it's just a matter of trying to get licensing and get our stuff converted over. We're doing really well right now, maintaining both. But in the foreseeable future, we don't want to have to keep maintaining both. So. I want to see it happen where we keep the accuracy, obviously, but that's where we're moving, is just the conversion from MicroStation to go solely into GIS.
God. We also did reconciling our parcels on our maps to what we have in the tax system. And that's like turned into a big giant nightmare, because the tax bills went out like last week.
Right.
The phone calls are coming in. Well, I always had 4.5 acres. Now I got my tax bill and it shows 3.65.
Yes, okay. And with online GIS, I'm sure everybody kind of gets a little bit of that too. As the taxpayers get more access to their information, they can hop on a computer and, well, wait a minute, why do I show this many acres, or why does it show that? You get a little bit more work that way, because you've got a lot of people calling in, definitely. El Dorado?
We're challenged with everything from poor legal descriptions that come in to getting our SDE up and running, all the technical details with that, and even trying to get the web applications up and getting those out to the public, and what information should we send out to the public. Like you said, there could be questions from the public once they get that information, and what's under the Privacy Act, ownership and addresses.
Fresno?
Well, Fresno's been kind of like LA on a smaller scale. We started out with Esri product with a coverage data model, but we were creating our map sheets kind of like AutoCAD in individual sheets, not put together. We fed our individual assessors parcel updates to the public works that maintain the parcel fabric, because they started the business before the assessor got into it. So we were fortunate in the fact that we had a pretty good public works leader in this GIS, and so we, a lot of the departments share the same common website and common GIS. But the coverage data model is a dinosaur, and we're trying to move forward and start to create our assessor's map pages with the new tools, the geodatabase. So we're gonna take the parcel fabric back from public works, and they have no problem with that, and then they can focus on other things. And so they'll use our parcel fabric, and we'll be maintaining it. The biggest issues are getting all the work we've done for the last 12, 15 years, the coverage model and all the annotations, and moving it forward into the geodatabase. Like it was mentioned earlier, our individual map sheets are not georeferenced. They're 0-0 based, like an old CAD system. So every one of our, we've got about 3,500 electronic map sheets in the coverage model, and about 9,000 total maps. So we haven't even gotten halfway as far as digitizing. So when we move forward, we can use the parcel fabric as the background for our any ink maps that we can digitize in the future. But because Public Works was the one that created and maintained that system, it doesn't match very well our existing map, you know, ink drawings. And the scales are not very good, especially in the rural areas. They could be a couple hundred feet off, both scale-wise and geo-reference-wise. We don't have a very good control base in the county for the GIS, so that's, when we take over the parcel fabric, the biggest issue will be, besides learning the new system and how to edit it, create parcel maps, will be to gradually increase the accuracy of the GIS, because I know in the rural areas it's pretty bad. You can overlay an aerial photo, and half the time the houses don't, you know, lay in the right properties. So.
Okay, Lake.
Yes.
Well, besides budget and staffing, it's pretty hard to keep up with just everyday splits. Stuff that comes in, and then what we're hitting a lot with now are a lot more tax sales coming from the tax collector. I'm getting pounded with that by having to look over all the descriptions. Takes away from the time that
yes.
I normally have to do, so it's crazy up there with that. So we're seeing a lot more of those, and then now we put it on the internet, and just from used to being one a year, now it's like four, five, six times. So
yeah,
that's really frustrating.
LA?
We have a few problems in LA. We hired a lot of ugly people in the past. We left behind that. That's been taken
care of. We got
skipped. On a serious note, that
I'll handle
not
ours.
That serious. The GIS layer
is. I got notes.
Some of the county departments have posted our parcel layers overlaid with area photography on their websites. Now it's available to the public. That could create a problem where the general public is looking at the GIS layer, and they might look at it as an official layer of LA County. We agree with you, President. Our official maps are the official. Whatever you're seeing on the map, that's the accurate data. Superimposing it over area photography could cause a problem when the public sees it, because we're trying to maintain an accurate layer. And area photography, in some cases, might overlap the property boundary. In certain cases in LA County, and we know very well, it's off by several hundred feet by county line. That could cause a problem. So sometimes giving information to the public that is not accurate based on the GIS layer is problematic. We're working on the letter to the taxpayer, trying to explain to her that, you know, that whoever gave you this info based on the GIS layer does not really understand what the official layer is, which is our assessment. Emilio wrote a response to our county GIO this long. They liked it so much, they posted it on the county GIO site.
That's not always the case.
But please do not count on solely GIS layer as your official parcel boundary.
I'm sure you had the disclaimer at the beginning, but I think a lot of people just kind of gloss over that and don't really look at it. So yeah, we get the same thing. People come in with the aerial photo and the parcel is highlighted and they're like, why is this like this? And we have to kind of explain to them that.
Why is my house on the neighbor's property?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Why is the line right going right through my roof or something? Okay, Madera?
Well, when the budget crisis hit or whatever, we kind of hit a wall as far as anything to do with our GIS, but since then we started holding the monthly or quarterly meetings for the GIS committee, and we've got the IT director, the CAO, planning, so we've got pretty good participation from all the different departments, and we are currently trying to see about migrating to a geodatabase and move our information to that. You know, the natural things come into play is control points. But we've since located some data online from Esri that may help us to gather some of that stuff. And since I'm the army of one now, the other drafter, the one that had all the knowledge, moved into an office management position, and that's all she does. But Bonnie Hendrickson, I think you've heard, she went out and, you know, trying to gather information of what other people are trying to do. And so since then, basically GeoPrize was the online application that we had, and they went belly up. And so we're trying to find what's the best solution to get that data out there, pulled out on the cloud, or get something that is Esri driven, that the subscription or whatever that they talk about. So that's one of the challenges there, to get that data out to, so that the public can access that. The other is just to try to tighten up the accuracy of what we have with control points, and basically we have some money coming in from the IT department, which is helpful, and some other sources, but we have a long way to go. Basically, we're the same thing. We have the hybrid maps where it's, you know, scanned images from the old CAD drawings, and we or the old board drawings, I should say, and then we use the CAD and then export that out to shape files. So basically the same thing, stuff is in 0-0, and we try to bring that into a projected file with the rubber sheeting and all that stuff, you know. So a lot of things that have to be worked on, and with one person doing it.
Sure.
Right now.
Marin?
Well, we have the same problems that everyone else does, except we're not running GIS. So, but poor legal descriptions, going back and finding mapping errors from 20 and 30 years ago with the lot line adjustments and creating multiple parcels, exclusive easements, and whether or not they constitute a change in ownership. I think we're now going to have something new about joint tenancy and our ability to do combinations or mergers if there is a particular title change with a joint tenancy situation. So it's less staff, more research, and a lot more customer service.
NAPA?
Well, as of today, there's, everything's been fine. We've had no changes. We're conservative counties, so we have no changes with our department. We are looking for a supervisor. And it's been, we've been fairly lucky right now.
It's good.
Yeah.
Nevada?
Same problems as all the counties so far. I'm the only member. There's only 2,700 pages. Our duties is we're really able to get things in AutoCAD. We have about 24% left.
So you're co-going from linen to CAD?
From Eagle Scriptions, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're the only one.
I put in a spot where you guys have a team, it's in the IS department.
They're taking your CAD?
My CAD.
Putting it into GIS.
So I come up with a system. It's six different parcel layers, so they know which lines are which. We're going to work on my data driven, so they're encouraging me to eventually create my pages from the parcel fabric sometime in a year or two from now. We are also in the process of getting a new tax system. Before we do that, we have to replace all of our computers. So,
Orange?
Hi. Ours is not really a challenge. We've got the same problems as everybody else does. I'm getting into that. But it's more of a request for feedback relating to Mylar. And I know a question went around the forum a while ago, a few months ago, about Mylars. And simply, are Mylars even necessary anymore? We print them, we save them, we store them. But since we can print a map on demand at any time, and it's going to be as accurate as it's going to be since we print it, are you guys storing your Mylars, or are you just giving up on them?
We keep ours. Mm-hmm. I think it's just because I've kind of...
Because that's what you've always done? Or
my boss was all about keeping them, so I really respect him, and I still do, even though he doesn't work there anymore.
We digitize the tape,
yeah.
We throw it away when we're done.
Yeah.
We have the storage to keep them, so I'm not in a big hurry to get rid of them.
But I don't want to maintain the file cabinets.
So you're not updating them anymore?
We just
and you're just constantly using them.
If it's electronically driven, I don't want to keep a piece of paper around that I've already scanned.
Yeah, originally after we did our conversion, we kept the Mylars for about 5 years, and then we never accessed them. And they were taking up space, and actually we replaced the space that was taken up with a plotter, a large format plotter. So it was, after a while, it was archived.
What about the public copies? Don't you keep copies for the public to come in and view?
We have copies for them to view, but they don't view it on the Mylar.
Oh,
so they have to use actual map pages or we'll print them on map pages.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have map.
Why do we keep all our flat file drawers with all those maps?
Yeah. How many are keeping the map, the
couple reasons. One, because we get it. Two is sometimes
daily by
before they were so really big.
I believe that's a
so they needed a copy of the page. So
I
made a copy before I can make it.
Everybody needs to save money, and
but now,
one of our, I mean, we've all been there for a while, but
now
one of the new hires
is,
why are you guys even doing this? And it's like, why are we doing that? So,
as soon as we scan our Mylars, basically we really stopped using them for any of those regular purposes. When we co-op a page, we basically file it. The only thing really we use the Mylar for is if it's still the current page. We haven't completely given away the idea. We basically it's available at the front counter. So if somebody really wants a paper map, we've got everything on a PDF. People can get print it at home. They don't need to come in the office to get a copy of a map. they do come in, it costs them a dollar to print that PDF at the computer. If they want an 11 by 17 one that's really easy to read, that's, we keep it so that we go back, and the Mylars, of course, copy better than even the first generation paper. So, you know, each generation, if you go, like, they degrade and be able to readable. So we still use, if it's still the curve map, we use it. So if someone wants to have that 11 by 17 map that's very readable, you know, where the ones where they, you know, they've got, you know, a four type in it, you know, or handwritten stuff in it. You know, like many other counties, we had artists who did the original maps. You know, that was really the basic requirement for the map room in the beginning, is the artistic ability to write legibly in incredibly small print. So that's the other thing we use it for.
Okay. Well, that's feel good.
Maybe it's something we can talk about with the SBE workshop too, and we talk about that, because that is, I think a lot of us are keeping that because of the mandate by the state board to have the 11 by 17.
I could add what we do. We still have all our old map folders, and since we still have a long way to go in converting things digitally, we still have lots of vellums and Mylars mixed together, but whenever we convert one, we just print one out from the GIS system and then put that right in there with the vellums and the Mylars.
So are you generating new ones?
New vellums and Mylars? No, everything new gets done in GIS.
Placer? Okay. He's going to talk about going paperless later. Riverside?
We experience the same issues as it seems everyone else with staffing and the workload declining. But what we looked at doing with our title department has increased their workload with foreclosures in Riverside. We have some staff that have been trained in title functions and been helping out our title section. And then we also are currently working with our flood control district on a project to help improve our parcels. So they're doing a study, which if that moves forward, would require two of our specialists, so that would also, you know, ease as far as budget. But our main bulk of our work comes with the tax sales. We have a lot of tax sales and parcels that go for tax sale on Riverside. Last year we had over 3,000. So a lot of research, a lot of sliver parcels. That get created that we have to produce legal descriptions for. So looking for possible funding on that, maybe through you know, our survey department, they get funding from the recorders, but we're looking at ways to kind of help ease that.
Has everyone seen an increase in tax default description? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all have. Sacramento?
We are in the process of converting our Mylar pages into AutoCAD or digital format. So we're trying to fix a few things while we are converting it. And some of the issues, I think some of other counties have mentioned, we also face the same issues.
You can see, this is what's up. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Okay. So which requires some scattered parcels. Let's show the map about the scattered parcels. We are trying to move it to the closer to the parcel. Yeah, I see like that scattered parcels. So we want to move it to the closer to the new pages. They will cause a change of parcel. So I don't know whether it's management. Some of us think it's better. Some of things there impacts others.
You're wanting to increase the size of the parcel.
Yeah, and then you see these pages. There are some parcels here, and then there are new more pages around. And then some scattered parcels around there too.
I did that a few pages in my county, and it just I was called on the carpet because of all the extra work for the rest of the office.
Yeah.
Even though I'm improving the map page, I had stopped.
Yeah, that's what we have the kind of issues too. But
people want to know why they have a new parcel number, and yeah.
We want to do it when we are converting. It then comes easier. If it's converted, then it's work. But if it's in manual, then maybe convert sometimes, then it's easier to do. Sliver parcel, I think you're going to cover sliver parcel later, right? So I'll jump in. Sliver parcel. Well, I have three kinds of sliver parcels. We'll discuss that. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same thing about there are a couple of issues in sliver parcels. Again, and this is the congested parcel we're thinking. Probably the same thing as the moving of the parcel to the pages. This is very congested. We sort of when converting it, create extra pages so that in better scale.
Maybe you can send out a letter as a courtesy to say we're rescaling the map and you're going to be assigned a new parcel number, but that's not work.
But we're thinking what will be the impacts of it. So those are the issues we have.
And I lost my place. Okay, San Benito.
We're basically identical to Marin County. Just a couple of issues everybody else has. My biggest issue right now is the fact that I went from a two-mapper person to a one-mapper, so I'm still waiting to see the effect of that budget. But other than that, we're doing okay. Right now, that's pretty worth this topic.
San Diego?
San Diego is kind of interesting. We're integrating the whole county tax department. So we've got the tax collector, the auditor, and the assessor. So the tax system is being integrated. So that's we're in the middle of that right now. It's very complex. Our process has a lot of interaction with each one of these departments. The vendor that we've got right now has to create all these different workflows, and I just see a lot of problems happening with that as we get more into it. So that's the integration of two departments turn out. Right now, we're also considering the transition to the GIS, taking our assessor's maps to GIS. And likewise, we want to take ownership of the parcel fabric, and that's that would work for us. Some of the problems that we see down the road as well is Jeremy was talking about it. Because picking up on the parcel base, that's a lot of fair response to it. I think we're looking at GIS in the future.
So, I don't know if you got all here. Taking ownership of the parcel fabric, sounds like workflows. People, you have a vendor maybe creating them, it's causing some problems.
Yes, we're being to press pressure us with something that they develop elsewhere. And so that's that doesn't apply to this kind of work.
San Joaquin.
Actually, our county, it's pretty much everybody has talked about it. It's the same thing. I mean, our biggest challenge right now is trying to go from AutoCAD to GIS. And it's trying to get everybody on the same page.
Santa Barbara.
Our problems? We lost a little staffing, not much. The biggest problem we've had is we contracted out for a new assessor system. That was basically 3 years ago, and now it's and it was supposed to take a year, so they're now 2 years behind. One of the things that was included, or not included, but one of the things they purchased was a GIS software application that was really integrated. Integrated with that assessor system, and when our assessor saw it, it did things like you could see pictometry and sort of four views of your parcel at the same time and kind of stuff, and we had an IT manager that was kind of controlling it, and so we really didn't get a really good look at it. In terms of what we had until about a month ago. And the reason we really did is because the IT manager left. And so they said, okay, well, maybe you guys can do some stuff here. And of course, we looked at it, and I basically duplicated what they had within a couple days. They paid $90,000 for that application. We did just get our GIS server as part of, because our GIS server was needed to run that program. So that was a good thing for us. So a lot of, I'd have to say basically, I mean, we had issues with addressing and some other stuff. We've got our county, we see our county perhaps moving back with growing slower than other counties. So we don't anticipate a huge jump. So we felt lucky. We lost our IT manager. Which means now we get to work directly with the programmers, and it works. So that works much better. The county fired the GIS department. The county GIS department, so now we don't have to fight with them about them wanting to raise their staff by taking functions away from us, and constantly then figuring the only way they could do that was basically debrief us so that they could get better. They spent so much time basically doing some of that kind of stuff that they didn't show any benefit to the departments that were really paying their salaries. So they left. We were fighting, and the GIS department sort of sprang from the surveyor's department a little bit, and we were constantly fighting with the county surveyor because they were sort of in that same boat, and it sort of before the GIS department, they also were, as things were slowing down, the surveyor's department depends on the fees. Fees were going down. They wanted general funds to keep them going, and so they thought, well, you know, if they can do mapping and general funds sort of pay for them those functions, they'd be much better shape. Well, that surveyor got pushed out, so he's gone. And the new surveyor just came in a couple weeks ago and said, basically, I understand, I know you guys would probably love to have more control points. He says, I'm really now seriously considering requiring it for all the unincorporated areas. We have two cities that require control points on every truck map. And so our surveyor said, well, I think we should be getting control points on every map that comes in the unincorporated area. And of course, that's our biggest thing in trying to improve the map, is which I did in my long-winded email that I just sent out last Friday.
I hate to cut you off, but we've got to Okay. to Dwayne and Liz. Okay. Santa Clara?
Our challenges are very similar. I'm listening to everyone and I can relate with all of these challenges. Santa Clara, similar to Santa Barbara, has just contracted with a vendor to create a new assessment information system, which has turned into a nightmare and is absorbing an incredible amount of our time, and is only going to get worse in the next couple of years while that's ongoing. And the other issue, I think, that we're challenged with is we don't have control of the GIS parcel layer that's controlled by our ISD. And so we feed changes to that department as they're made. But as we feed the changes, they're rubber sheeting those changes in, so we're losing the integrity of the CAD work that's been done. And there isn't any effort to improve parcel layer overall. And now it's, as someone else mentioned, more people are using this parcel layer. It's being put out, and the public is actually seeing it in other departments. And yet we're receiving all the questions related to the parcel layer, but yet we're not in control of it. And so the push is to gain control. But again, it's like, be careful what you wish for. When we do get control, can we handle that? Are we prepared for it? So we're kind of in that transitional period right now, as it is many other people are as well.
Santa Cruz?
We're actually doing really well right now. we're really fortunate we didn't lose any staff in our department, despite other departments in our office having to have some cuts. So we're staying good there. We actually do have to maintain our own parcel base that all the other departments work with, and that's, we've been doing that for several years now without any real hitches. And we just went live on our new parcel info system on Monday, so. Feel your pain. our main thing is that our AutoCAD data was rubber sheeted, so we've been over the past several years trying to correct that with orthophotography. We've done all the cities, but the rural areas are—it's not going to happen for a while because you can't see anything. It's heavily forested, so that's a more major undertaking. Otherwise, we're good.
She said that they just had some accuracy stuff with rubber sheeting, but they're doing pretty good. I know she's a small voice. Shasta?
Okay, our main issues are staffing. We have a one-man mapper crew, yay, and two transfer clerks. So the volume of work that's coming through, we're handling it. But a lot of our issue is just digitizing the old hand draft maps and converting them to the system. We also recently went through an outside vendor for our GIS, which promised to have, took our base and was going to convert it into the GIS and give it to us in 6 months, and it's been
2 years.
2 years, and going on three, and the product that we got back, they used all of the grant money. And so it's back on our GIS department and Keith to basically build it. So we're back to square one.
We actually got it back, but did not accept it because it was so bad.
It's so bad.
Beware of the lowest bidder.
Yes. our board took the lowest bid. So, and the other issue that we have, I concur completely with Marin that a lot of legal description issues, a lot of orphan parcels, people coming in wanting to get free legal advice on how to fix their issues when we just can't. I mean, we're not attorneys, so.
And our GIS department is actually in IT, so they've taken the product that we got back that was unacceptable, and they're using Esri products to fix it, having to add part. We had over 2,000 parcels that were missing, and 700 that were added that weren't real parcels, you know, and they didn't fit, nothing worked, and so they're trying to fix that, so I'm having to do my work, plus they're sending the books that they finish for me to check, because our office has to pass on the work before it's actually accepted. So we've got work on work, and luckily there's not a lot of actual splits, combos, and stuff coming in, so there is time to do it, but still.
Okay, Siskiyou?
The same issues pretty much as everyone else. Our department has gone from 3 members down to just me in the last 5 years. Our GIS was actually started in the planning department, but it's been dead in the water for the past 2 years because they eliminated that position on the relevant budget. So I'm pretty much doing all the mapping myself now, along with all of my other duties. The one thing I do want to throw out is that we just upgraded to the AutoCAD Map 3D 2013, and it's working very well actually, but there's a few things that AutoCAD has eliminated. So if anyone else is running that version,
it's AutoCAD. What's the version? Sorry,
2013. Civil 3D.
We just put it on. We haven't really
used it
yet.
Okay.
So like 2 days ago or so, we put it on. So give us Santa Barbara. Give us a call. We'll love to talk to you about it.
Okay.
Solano?
We're in pretty good shape. We two guys have worked with retired now, but we had such a drastic reduction in workload that we don't keep up with it. At one point, we actually had one of the highest foreclosure rates nationally, which is probably why. Yeah, I don't know any other prevailing issues that we have.
Sonoma?
Well, pretty much the same as everybody else, budget, staffing, amazing number of departments that have in from a parcel there that other than the assessor's office, we have little to no input. We can now give ISD, whose GIS people put in, and then planning codes and screws with it all. It's hard. And there's very little countywide control for us to be able to tie it all together. So it's loads of fun. And on a better note, the Giants are up 6-2.
Okay, Stanislaw?
Basically, we're still stuck in our own little world, and we're with a reduction of staffing, trying to find faster ways of doing things, and hopefully maybe get involved a little bit more with the GIS or some other something to make things a little bit easier on us.
And last but not least, Yuba?
Well, we are in a process of redrawing all of our maps. Because when they were converted from paper to the computer overseas, they were drawn to a 11 by 17 sheet of paper instead of full scale. And we're using AutoCAD 2005 only because on the viewport, you can scale up the viewport and give it a true length line, even though it's drawn 11 by 17. And I notice all other later versions, even if you scale up the viewport, you still get a 11 by 17 line. And so we are, as I say, we're in the process of updating that, and then also, I guess, converting over to the latest version of AutoCAD, which I'd like to ask them some questions about 2013. and then combining the assessor's parcels with the IT department and having them co-positioned so that we can, instead of just having them floating around in the world, have them in the actual position.
Yes. Did I miss you? I'm so sorry.
Yep, forgot Kern.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Jumped right over you guys.
Freud gets slow.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, hope I don't go over your time limit. I was gonna mention.
Do you want to? Since we're at lunch, do you want to? We can take time.
Would you like to wait?
Give you? Yeah. Why don't we do that? We'll give them their own time at the beginning of the SBE portion after lunch at 1:15. So let's.
Not a problem.
We're gonna break for lunch at the upper terrace. It's out to your right, and we'll come back here at 1:15, and then they can have.
Yeah.